Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
money. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, the author of Faithful Finances 101. Go to his website, financialseminary.org. Check out all the things that he does there. Gary, about 25 or so years ago, Armand Hammer wrote his autobiography. Mm-hmm. It was titled, as you would expect from him, Hammer. And as you know, he in his early career, very early career, right out of medical school, he helped Russia get founded by trading with them, by swapping food for fur and things like that. He actually knew all of the original leaders of the Communist Party, including Lenin.
As you probably know, controversial for that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember I remember something he said about what Lenin told him in the early days of that revolution, like in 1923 or something like that. He told him, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember the exact quote. But basically, Lenin told Hammer that communism would never defeat capitalism. The capitalism would beat communism. Even in those days, Lenin knew that. But so here we are now, almost 100 years later. What's the story on capitalism?
Well, I think capitalism's defeating itself. I actually have a book entitled Saving Capitalism from the Capitalist, and that's what we've been talking about here this morning,
yep.
Jim. And one thing I like to make clear to people, I have said that for a long time. I coined a word called stewardism to replace capitalism and communism because people think dualistically in this country it's either or. I believe there's a third way, Jim, not the London School of Economics third way, but one that's based on what we used to call Calvinism that built this country, of which Jack Bogle with Vanguard has written so eloquently about. There was an ethos that prevented us from living extravagantly. I joked one time that Sir John Templeton was a Calvinist or a Presbyterian. It's the old Scottish heritage, comes down from Adam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And to Money Magazine, they said, what in the world is a Calvinist? And I said, well, you can make money as long as you don't enjoy it. And they put that on a full-page picture of Sir John.
You can be rich, but you have to feel guilty about it.
He loved it. Yeah, and you got to give it away. Sir John was a billionaire and drove an old car and was very conservative in his habits, didn't own a jet or a yacht or all that kind of stuff. And basically, it was a different way of thinking. And what you have there is wealth creation, but then you also have him leaving everything to charity. You know, Sir John used to advocate a 98% estate tax very controversially because he thought that would encourage people to give money to charity. And that's what he did. He left it all to his foundation, and they're doing good stuff in the country with it. But long story short, I kind of hope we come back more to that. There are people in the religious
community. What would it take to get us to that point, though?
Depression.
Really? You think it'll have to all go down? We'll have to go all the way back to zero to bring it forward. Is that what you're thinking?
That's history, Jim.
Wow.
All the way from the Bible.
That's pretty
forward.
Severe. That's pretty severe, Gary.
Well, there's an old saying, and I'm not predicting that, by the way.
Okay, good.
But that's what has to happen. I did, by the way, this week raise my estimates of a depression up to 30%. In my thinking, it was under 10.
Wow.
But the recent debate on Capitol Hill.
But Gary, couldn't we accomplish what you're talking about by cleaning out Washington, by getting people in Washington who believe the things that you're talking about, who believe we don't have to agree with all the political, all the policy issues. We don't have to be homogenous in that way. But we all have to believe that fundamental American values, Democrat, Republican, whatever, are what we need to get back to and away from what we've got right now. Can't we do it that way?
Well, we could, but history doesn't suggest we will. There's an old saying that we have to try everything before we try the right thing. You know, it's like me going to church. A preacher gets up there every Sunday and he says, for 4,000 years, here's how life has worked best. And I say, well, that's nice, but I'm going to try it my way. You know, And then when I screw up, then I go back and I say, "Preacher, what was that you said a few weeks ago?" And
so bottom line, Gary, I got about 30 seconds left. Final thoughts on capitalism.
I think we're headed, read Post-Capitalist Society, especially Chapter 5. It's called Socially Responsible Capitalism. I'm not saying the free market's going to die, Jim. What I'm saying is this concentration of wealth where it goes to Washington and Wall Street and is mostly used by parasites today. We have an enormous number of parasites.
We've got to quit letting the tail wag the dog, and that's what's happening
there
right
you
now.
Go.
Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Take care, Jim.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Financialseminary.org is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.